Good morning. Welcome to our week 10 edition of the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, live from the Prairie Kitchen, Holiday Drive in Ardmore, as the regular season wrapped up last night for our high school football teams. Now, there's still playoffs, of course, for several of our teams that are here with us this morning. Also, we'll be back here next week, too, for one more week. Next week will be our final week of the Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on Holiday Drive in Ardmore at the Prairie Kitchen. I want to thank the Prairie Kitchen for having us out here. Last night, there were some dandy games across the region, and several of them on KICM and KICM-TV. And I want to get to some of the scores from last night's games. The Ardmore Tigers wrapped up their regular season at Western Heights with a 41-6 win. They will play at Bishop McGinnis now, coming up this Friday night in the first round of the 5A playoffs. Crazy game in Lone Grove last night, where Lone Grove and Bethel really they were just playing for pride last night. Neither team made the playoffs, just missed out on the playoffs, and neither team wanted to lose last night, of course, and Lone Grove won 60-58. There was over 1,200 total yards of offense in that game. That was a crazy one on KICM-TV last night. Also on KICM-TV, we had Comanche end Dixon season by the score of 49-13. Colgate defeated Marietta last night 19-7 on KICM-TV. Kingston continues to roll. They won their district. They beat Lindsay 33-12. You saw that game on our website, too. And Sulphur defeated Paul's Valley 35-13. So Paul's Sulphur will be at Perkins Tryon coming up on the first round. Kingston will be at home against Community Christian, by the way. Other games last night, Plainview all over Douglas, 45-14. Plainview will be hosting a playoff game against John Marshall this Friday. Ringling continues to roll. Their seventh straight shutout. They shut out Apache last night, 50-0. They'll take on Watonga in the first round. Mountain View Godibo shut out Fox, 50-0. Now, Fox still made the playoffs. They're going to be at number one ranked Pond Creek Hunter coming up this week. Rush Springs over Hilton last night, 22-6. We'll talk it over with Coach Barrett of Hilton in just a moment. Wilson shut out Bray Doyle, 46-0. Wilson will take on Snyder in the first round. And other games, Davis down Tisch 35-7. Davis will be at Millwood in first round. That's a great first round matchup there between two storied programs. ECP at Walters, ECP won 40-6. ECP will be at Minco in their first round. Waurika 56, Empire 22. Waurika will take on Surreal. Winniewood at Liberty won 28-12. Tecumseh over Medill 56-22. Marlowe defeated Purcell 35-27. Purcell will take on number one ranked Heritage Hall this week. And it was Velma over Quinton by the score of 48-14. And Velma, of course, in the playoffs as well. So the that's a rundown of some of the high school scores from last night. And we will talk it over with some of the coaches here this morning at the Saturday Morning Coaches Show live at the Prairie Kitchen. When we come back, we'll start things off with Hilton head coach Mark Barrett, brought to you by Advanced Family Dentistry. He will kick things off in just a moment here on 97.7 The Big Station. Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show at the Prairie Kitchen, brought to you in part by the Advanced Family Dentistry and Hilton. And the Hilton Bulldogs last night finished up their regular season at Ardmore and lost to Rush Springs 22-6. Coach Mark Barrett with us. You're officially the final game at Hilton after an 8-year run.
Yeah, that was a really good game to go out on last night. That's not the result we wanted, but the kids played tough last night. And had some great facilities to play in. And, before we get started here, I just want to thank the Ardmore school system and Coach Newby for allowing us to play at their great facility. And, Plainview's done the same thing. And both these communities have just opened their arms and welcomed us this year under our situations and allowed us to play at their stadiums. And it was a great atmosphere last night. It was senior night, so, they got to have their senior night on a nice turf field. And so those pictures are going to look good forever there. They can show their grandkids. But no, the kids came out and played well last night. We opened up with the opening kickoff and ran it all the way back. Isaac Love, one of my receivers, he took the ball and broke it down their sidelines. And, we went up 6-0, and I thought, okay, here we go. This is, finally everything's going to go our way. And, we had some great drives last night. But again, it's just one of those deals that we'd shoot ourselves in the foot and, you know, couldn't convert on fourth down, fourth and short, or we'd turn the ball over. And defensively, we stopped them several times, got them in fourth and, you know, long situations. And, you know, they'd find a way to get out of it, or they'd punt the ball and pin us deep, and then we just couldn't get going again.
You mentioned that it was senior night, but probably not a whole lot of seniors on that ball club, right?
I had five seniors last night. Yeah, we're a relatively young group, so, you know, there's some talent there, and there's some experience. You know, those younger kids from, you know, getting to play last year and this year. So, you know, there's some kids there that can play football.
How is it as a coach? I mean, to on a senior night, what do you guys go through? What kind of emotions do you, as a coach, go through on a senior night like that?
Well, you know, you try to contain those emotions and think about the football game, but also there's the human aspect of it. You know, we've had those kids forever, it seems like, and you know, you get attached to them, and they become your sons. You know, they become your kids, and you know, it's kind of heartbreaking at times to, you know, realize that, hey, their career's over, and they're going to move on to bigger and better things and you know, become part of the grown-ups in life, you know. And so, you know, they get emotional. It's a little sad for them to realize that it's over. But, you know, when it's all said and done, you know, we all have a good time, and then we get down to business.
Yeah, and some of those guys probably are still playing basketball this year, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most of those guys will play basketball, and they'll go on, and they'll be pretty good this year. So I figure they'll have a good, successful, you know, basketball season this year too.
Do any of them wrestle? I know you're a big wrestling fan, right?
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
You know, you know, you guys got off to a pretty decent start this year. You thought that things were going to, you know, kind of go your way this year, maybe a playoff caliber team. And really, up until last night, you still had a chance to make the playoffs. But we knew early on Walters wasn't going to win their game against CCP. But but then things, I guess, you know, you lost some guys, had some personnel changes there, and it really put you behind the eight ball.
Yeah, I did. We started off and we had a great camp, you know, this spring and this summer, and things was really looking good. And, you know, we started off against Marietta and played really tough. And, you know, then that week two was when everything just kind of fell apart. You know, we lost quarterback Wade Etter and with the broken collarbone. And then we had to shift some kids around into positions. And then we lost a couple of linemen for the season. So we had to put in some, you know, younger, smaller kids. And so it was just one of those years that, you know, you had to change personnel just about from week to week. And, you know, we just never could seem to get things going the right direction.
Well, what's next for Coach Barrett? I mean, this is your final season at Hilton. You're filling out the school year, I suppose, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there for the rest of the year. And, you know, my plans are I'm going to go back over and finish my breakfast and and then start doing laundry and clean the field house and watch a little football today. And, you know, no, all joking aside, you know, yeah, I'll be there for the rest of the year. And, you know, we'll see what God has in store for me, and we'll go from there.
What do you teach over there?
This year I'm teaching government, and then I do all the elementary PE. So, you know, not only do I have these high school kids, you know, that become kids of mine now, I've got, seems like 437, you know, kindergartners through sixth grade that just, you know, my wife teases me about, you're a freaking rock star whenever you get around these kids. They just, you know, they love me. And they grow on me, you know, and they're just a bunch of kids and grandkids to me. And matter of fact, last year, I guess, according to one kindergartner, I was tabbed the official school grandpa. So, yeah, so they look at me as a school grandpa. So, you know, I love those kids, and I'm going to miss them. But, you know, they'll survive.
I think you were probably the first coach I interviewed when I first came here 5 years ago and did the coaches show, and there were Jason and I were sitting here. And yep. And it's going to be sad. I'm hoping, if you got to make a promise to me, if you're within an hour radius, you still will be here next year.
Okay, yeah. we'll work that out. And, you know, like I said a while ago, I said I'm like Batman. I may disappear for a while, but I'll always be back.
Always be around. Coach Barrett, thank you so much for joining us on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show this morning.
Well, thank you. Hey, I just want to take a second here while we got just a couple of minutes and thank, you know, the Prairie Kitchen and Mr. Tabor for having us, so, you know, putting this on and having me here for 8 years and feeding me breakfast on Saturday mornings. It's, you know, it's great. And again, I want to thank all the support that I've had over the 8 years, and the communities of Hilton and again Ardmore and Plainview for what they've done, and just thank all the fans. And you know, and another thing I want to talk about right quick is the support that the communities around here have for each other. And it seems like they always come to the rescue and help each other out, and that's greatly, greatly appreciated.
Yeah, no doubt, Coach. Well said. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Coach Mark Barrett from Hilton Bulldogs this morning on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. So we come back here. We will talk it over with Coach Josh Newby of Ardmore in just a moment as the Coaches Show rolls on here from the Prairie Kitchen, 97.7 The Big Station. Back on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show here at the Prairie Kitchen, brought to you in part by Carter County Sheriff Chris Bryant. Last night, the Ardmore Tigers closed out the regular season on the road at Western Heights with a 41-6 win. And Coach Josh Newman, you kind of knew going in, okay, we're going to get this victory.
Well, I'll tell you what, we started off kind of slow, but in the second half, we got our blood flowing a little bit, and the kids handled it well, and it was good to get out of there with a win.
Yeah, you knew Western Heights, at the bottom, one of the bottom tier teams in that district, that you could probably rest a little bit, but you want to get some guys some reps in there.
Yeah, you do. You always want to kind of stay sharp, and that's what we were able to do. We were also able to get a lot of young kids in and play. It was fun to watch those guys play, and then it was a tough atmosphere last night that our kids had to fight through that and kind of stay mature and handle it right, and they did. It was a fun night. Glad to get home quickly and get started on this playoff game.
Yeah, your running back, is it Derek Peters? He had a big night, didn't he?
Yeah, Derek's been great. I'll tell you what, he kind of started off the year as a second-team running back, but we've kind of started putting him in. He runs the ball incredible. I was always mad at him about his blocking, but he's improved that. And he's a great kid, great kid.
Yeah, because it's not all about running the ball. You got to block too, right?
Well, around our place, we really don't care who scores, but you better be blocking. And that's what we've talked to our kids about. They all enjoy blocking for each other, and Derek's really gotten better at it, and he's fun to watch run the ball too.
You're right. I mean, with the Ardmore Tigers, it seems like year in and year out, anybody can score on that ball club. You have a different star on offense pretty much every night.
Yeah, we've been lucky. We've got a lot of good skill kids, and they're all good kids. That's what I really like about them. And they really don't care who scores as long as someone does. And as a coaching staff, we're always saying, hey, you better be blocking or you're not going to play. So when they get a chance to carry the ball, they take pride in it.
Well, that's good. Now you got a first-round matchup against Bishop McGinnis on the road. McGinnis, last night, going in last night, you were like, there was three different teams you could be playing in the first round. And how are those three? Is that the team that you wanted?
I'll tell you what, it was a weird night because, after the night, we were trying to figure out who we were going to play. And it came down to finally, we're going to play Bishop McGinnis. And I'm excited about that. Our kids are going to play well. We've been talking about it for about a week and a half now, how we're going to approach week 11. And our kids are going to be ready to play. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, because they were number one until Carl Albert knocked them off last night. So now Carl Albert's on the other side of the bracket. So you're hoping maybe you get to play them one more time, right?
Hey, I'd take it. We'd play them in a Walmart parking lot, halfway, anything. So our kids look forward to that. But, as far as Bishop McGinnis goes, though, they didn't play their Division I running back last night. And he's an incredible talent. And they have kids, a linebacker going to OU and all kinds of stuff. But, we've studied them already a little bit this year. We think we can move the ball, and we think we can play good defense. So we're excited about this deal.
Did they bring those guys in from other towns?
Yeah, that's a sore topic with me, and the OSSAA and all the public school coaches here in the state of Oklahoma. It's a really sore topic. I think it needs to be really addressed, because, the tailback that I'm talking about lives in Piedmont. And the quarterback's probably from Edmond. You got kids all over that metro area. So, like I said, it's a sore topic. And you've got to go through those schools for a minute. Last year we have to go through Bishop Kelly. In 2016 we played McGinnis in the semifinals. They get us on the last play of the game. So it's a pretty deep scar in me.
Yeah, I know. And the guy sitting behind you there, Joe Price, he feels the same way, because if he wants to win a title, he's going to have to go through Heritage Hall, so he knows exactly how you feel.
That's exactly right. You got a Heritage Hall, and I think, what is it, Lincoln Christian and all those private schools. And I just think it's something that the OSSA needs to look at. And if I'm the guy that has to die on the sword one day fighting it, I will. So, I'm that fired up about it.
think you and Coach Craig up in Blanchard could get together and probably scheme something up. Huh?
I tell you what, you know, we've talked about it, and their superintendent is leading the charge on that deal, and our superintendent, and a lot of people around the state have signed some things, and you know, we think it needs to be addressed. You know,
most definitely. So, this has been a pretty successful season. I know you want to keep it going, but you know, you were kind of worried at the beginning of the season that this, you know, you may not make the playoffs this year with a whole new team like this. But you got to be proud where you're at right now. You made it in number 3 seed.
Tell you what, you know, riding that bus home from Ada, that was a long bus ride home. We just got beat 7-0. I had to look myself in the mirror a lot. The kids had to look themselves in the mirror a lot, and. To see how far we've come since that night is incredible. And it's all tribute to those seniors because they stayed together. They got those younger kids ready to go. And we've improved a bunch. And I am proud of this season. It's one of the funnest seasons coaching I've ever had. And it's a great group of kids. And like I said, I don't want it to end. I'm being selfish right now. I do not want it to end. I get depressed after football season anyway, so I need to keep this thing going.
You know, you've been following in the footsteps of your dad for so long and probably following in that shadow. You know, he has that ring. You haven't – that's been elusive to you. You want to get that ring.
I tell you what, you know, that's just every coach's dream. You know, I grew up in this business in the locker room at Marlow, Oklahoma, watching him coach and you know, watching him in those big-time games. And I've got to be coaching that big-time game. You know, you do want to win it, you know, and you want to coach in those highest-level games. You know, it's just it's addictive, and you want to do it.
You got a guy over there at Marlow that listens all the time, right?
I do. I want to say hi to my great friend Grady back in Marlow. Grady, if you're listening this morning, I really appreciate your friendship. I hope you're having a great day. I hope you have a great week. And please cheer on those Outlaws that we all love, and hopefully you can cheer them on to victory versus Kingfisher.
All right, Coach. Well said. And Grady, thank you for listening to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to be here one more week next week, so hopefully you will be sitting here talking about a victory next week.
That's right. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
All right. Coach Josh Newby from Ardmore with a win last night over Western Heights 41-6. I never heard Coach talk so much. Need to settle down, Coach. Coming up next, we got from Plainview, Joe Price on the way. Stay tuned. Saturday Morning Coaches Show here at the Prairie Kitchen this morning on 97.7 The Big Station. Saturday Morning Coaches Show is on here at the Prairie Kitchen on Holiday Drive in Ardmore, where the Plainview Indians last night beat up on Douglas 45-14. With us is Coach Joe Price. Good win last night, Coach.
Thank you.
Congratulations. You know, the district ran the table this year, and looking like you're playing on top of the game going into the playoffs.
Yeah, I think the kids are really playing well, executing things at a pretty high level, and you know, there's always room for improvement, but I think everything's going pretty well right now as far as how we're executing, how we're playing defense. You know, I think all that's going really well right now.
And walk us through some of that. I get, you scored and put up, what, 35 points in the first quarter, right?
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny when you score that fast, you don't really remember exactly how you got there sometimes. But we ran the opening kickoff back. You know, they kicked it right to Blake, and, you know, we just kind of had a middle return on and blocked it up really well, and all those guys hooked up on their blocks, and just ran it right back up the middle and outran everybody. And, you know, he's one of those kids that, you know, you shouldn't kick him the ball.
No.
Not on a kickoff, because he's so, I don't know what the word is, brave, courageous about running the thing back up the middle of the field. He's not scared. He takes off with the ball, and he goes, and he's by everybody before they know what they're doing most of the time. If they get one that he's got a good shot at. So he does a great job there. And you know, then they they turned the ball over on the next series, and we threw a long pass to Blake, and then we ended up throwing a little flat route to our fullback, and he caught it in the flat and scored a touchdown there. And then, you know, so they just kind of just started piling up on them, and you know, I think they had another turnover in there too, where we were able to go down and score again. And Tyson had a couple long runs in there, and then you know, the next drive Jackson scored a touchdown, and so it was kind of the usual guys. You know, we just kind of spread the ball around and got everybody in there, and got everybody some reps. You know, I mean, we didn't have a ton of plays, and just mostly big plays, and got down there and scored.
That's kind of hard, you know. In a game like that, you want to get some playing time, but you also want to give the guys a rest because you got the big playoff game coming up.
Yeah, and the good thing was, you know, we were able to get Peyton Weber in there and get him some work at quarterback. You know, he's our backup quarterback, and you know, very capable kid. You know, he's got a good arm and really runs what we do well. You know, so he was able to get a quarter's worth of work in there. So he played the second quarter. Brock just played the first quarter, and you know, he was on target with everything we were doing. So it was good to get him some rest. You know, and we got most of the starters out in the second quarter and rested a bunch of those guys. And then, you know, second half, you know, we were able to play mostly our JV guys, and we even ended up getting a few freshmen in there at the end. So it was a good night for everybody.
How those guys look, the JV guys?
You know, they do a good job. You know, it's you know, we're in a little bit of a unique situation. We have four juniors, and so there's a big gap in experience, I guess you could say. You know, we're gonna have to grow up pretty quick next year because those guys have been playing JV, and there's a couple of them that start and play a decent amount for us. And there's some really good kids in that bunch. They're just not getting a lot of game experience. So there's going to be a, you know, you go from playing JV to straight to being a starter. And so, you know, as a junior, you know, and those kids that are going to be seniors next year are good football players. There's just only four of them. So, you know, there's a huge numbers vacuum there. And that's kind of why the numbers in our whole school are down there. The class just isn't very big. You know, because when we went to do the redistricting stuff, I mean, we're towards the bottom of 3A with numbers. And it's just because we have a small class in there that doesn't have very many kids in it. So, it's kind of one of those things that cycles through every school our size, you know. And so, you know, it's just like the rain falls on the good and bad alike. And so, you know, this is kind of our time where we just kind of have a unique situation. And you know, so we're just going to have to adjust and get through it.
Back to Blake now. Among all the guys that you've coached on a high school level, how does he rank among athletes that you've had out there? I mean, he's got to be near the top.
Yeah, and I think just from an overall package of a kid, you know, because you have kids that you've coached that have those attributes. You know, I coached a kid named Andy Skinner who was an NAI All-American receiver. You know, and he was... He could do everything Blake does, but he was 5'9", you know, and he was about as fast, but he wasn't 6'4". And so you get a kid that's, you know, that big and strong and fast and just has all the things that you look for in a Division I football. If you like went and checked off all the boxes of what you're going to go down and look for in a kid. You know, he's pretty special, and it's like I was talking about on the kickoff return stuff. I mean, there aren't a lot of kids that just want to go throw their body through there like that, and that's a, you know, he's not scared to do it at all, and he's never been, and that's you know, pretty amazing thing for a tall, lanky guys. You know, you usually think those guys are kind of, you know, tip through the tulips when they're running through there, but he's not like that at all.
Not afraid to get hit at all.
No. And I think that's a big factor in, you know, kids' success. You know, I mean, lack of fear and an ability to go just get after it. And, you know, he does that.
And he's a smart kid and a good kid, too. And now you got John Marshall coming up here in the first round. Oh, my goodness. You look at that matchup and you're like, here, this is one of the marquee matchups in the entire state for that first week. John Marshall has always, you know, been a tough one. So you guys got your hands full in that first round.
We do. They're a good football team. You know, they've got a Stevens kid who's got a ton of offers. I don't know. I think he may have committed to Oklahoma State. I don't know. You know, he's a receiver, DB guy. You know, so he's a very good athlete. You know, we were able to go because they played on Thursday. We were able to go watch the game. You know, and Kingfisher did a good job of covering him, bracketed him. You know, had a guy over and him, guy under him, and So, you know, just one of those guys that, you know, you've got to give some attention to. A lot like Blake, except he's just not that big of a kid. You know, he's about, you know, 5'10", 5'9", 5'10". You know, he's not a real tall kid, but he's really fast. So we're going to have to make sure we do a good job of knowing where he's at and keeping track of him. They move him around a lot. They'll play him at running back some. They'll put him at wildcat quarterback and so do a lot of different stuff with him to try to get him the ball. They've got the same running back they had last year, who's a big, strong kid. You know, they've got a lot of size up front. You know, I would bet they average about 290 up front. You know, they're big kids. And so they're big on both sides of the ball. I mean, they've got some good looking kids that'll really, athletically, they've got a few guys that are pretty scary. So we're going to have to get cranked up this week. We're going to have to get ready to go. You know, the great thing is we've got them at home, and they've got to drive all the way down here and, get them in out of their normal environment. And I think that's a good thing. That's hard for all high school kids to get out of their normal routine and get out of their normal environment when they go play. So I think there's a lot of good factors in our favor this week.
Well, Coach, one more week of doing the Coach's Show and seeing my face out here. And so next week, I hope we'll be talking about round two.
Yeah, we should be. I think we should be talking about our show too, Roger.
Yeah, I think so.
You know.
The prices are right.
Yes. And that might be the most interesting thing on the radio on Saturday morning.
That'd be great. We can do that. Saturday morning prices are right with Joe Price and Roger Price. Thanks for coming in, Coach.
Yep. Thanks, Roger.
You bet. Joe Price from Plainview this morning. Saturday morning Coach's Show is on, and we will come back with the Wilson head coach, Kenny Ridley, in just a moment. They were victorious last night as well as they head into the playoffs on a high note. We'll be back in just a moment on 97.7 The Big Station. Back on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, Roger Price here with the Wilson head coach, Kenny Ridley. Last night, Wilson put it on Bray Doyle 46-0 to close out the regular season on a high note. Good job, Coach.
Thank you very much. It was a great night. We had a wonderful crowd out on a nice, chilly evening in Skinny Stewart Stadium. So it's a great way to send our seniors out with the 46-0 victory against Bray.
Yeah, senior night. It's one of those nights. I'm glad that the season continues, though. So that's great. But it's a little bittersweet, you know, to say goodbye to some of those seniors on their last regular season home playoff game or home regular season game.
Yeah, we've talked about it, and you know, the underclassmen don't really understand the magnitude of it until they get there, and it's one of those things that you talk about all the time, and how special it is when you've got a group of young men that have spent so much time working toward the same goal. And when those seniors are preparing to head out the door and be turned loose on the world, it's really a special time when we can honor them and kind of celebrate the achievements that they've had over the course of their career.
Who are your seniors? I know you only have a handful, don't you?
Yeah, we've got actually a pretty good-sized senior class relative to the number of kids we got in our squad. We had 14 suited up last night, and we got six seniors, so great group of kids. Starting off, Carson Fulton went down with a knee injury week two, but he's still a defensive mastermind. I rely on a high school kid to help me out. He watches things. He's got a great knack for picking up tendencies with the other team, and just an excellent young man who was a great player, and we've missed him every step of the way throughout the year. Dylan Plunk came out this year starting nose guard, starting guard for us. Hadn't played in a couple years, but's done a great job, and we've really relied on Dylan Plunk quite a bit. Tommy Wright's another young man that moved over from Ringling and has started at corner and receiver for us throughout the year. Had a couple big catches last night, one for a touchdown. So Tommy's had an outstanding year. Ethan Lowry, he's my glue guy. He does a little bit of everything. We kind of stumbled on. He tells us he can kick all the time, and half the time we don't pay attention to what he says because he talks all the time. But, man, he went in against Ryan and did a great, great job, and I need to start listening to him a little bit more. So Ethan plays defensive end and guard for us, and just an outstanding kid. Luke Honey has had just a wonderful year, probably one of the more dynamic kids that I've ever coached in my entire career. Just, for example, he had his fourth interception return for a touchdown on the season last night. And has just killed it at receiver, ran a couple kicks back. So he's just a great, great player, great athlete who I think will have a chance to play at the next level. And then lastly, Logan Schaff, he's our glue guy. And just had a wonderful year at quarterback, and we're definitely going to miss every single one of those kids, and been great privilege to be able to get out there and be their coach.
Hopefully you'll have them for about another 4 weeks, is that right?
Yeah, we're gonna try to keep on rolling. We're gonna wring the chamois dry, man. We're just kind of keep working and get better each day in practice. And last night, we were better talent wise than Bray, but I challenged the kids to go out and execute. Don't play down to the level of your opponent, and they did that. Offensively, the last 2 weeks, we've really clicked and done some good things. I'm still a little bit concerned about our physicality on defense. We've got to stand up a little bit better toward power run games, and I think that's what Snyder will bring to Skinny Stewart next week. So we've got a lot of work to do still to have the opportunity to move on.
Snyder, pretty decent ball club. They've always been a pretty good one. Like you said, they're a pretty good running game. Is that what you got to watch out for with those guys?
Yes, but they do have an outstanding quarterback. They beat Warika non-district, who is, the class of our district, and they got our attention. But they've had some injury issues and things gone on, and their season didn't quite end up how they had planned for it, too. In the beginning, but in the playoffs, it's a fresh start, and I think they've got some kids healthy, so they'll be a formidable opponent this week.
And it's going to be on KICM-TV, so the Wilson Eagle fans can watch it on TV far and wide.
Yeah, we're so appreciative of you guys coming out and covering our games. I know Bryson came over to our Warika game that didn't end up, and hopefully you're coming this time. Is Bryson the jinx?
Bryson's the one who's going to be there. I'm going to go. I had to go with Ardmore. I'd like to stay closer at home. That'd be nice.
That's cool, man. I'm a little bit superstitious, so I just was going to make sure Bryson doesn't bring any bad mojo with him this time.
He brings bad mojo wherever he goes. It doesn't matter.
No, we're certainly glad to have Bryson and you guys' coverage, and it's just really a treat for our Wilson fans to be able to see that can't get out and come to the games.
That's nice. Yeah, I did talk to one of the fans who's undergoing some health treatment down in Houston that wanted to watch the game. So we hope that they'll be able to watch the game next week and at KICM TV. And I've never been over there to the stadium. You got room for Bryson? He's a big boy.
We will make room for Bryson. We'll try to treat him right. Yeah, E.L. Loving is down in Houston, and man, he's one of our biggest supporters. He helps us in the basketball season, keeping clock, and he's kind of struggling through some health issues right now, but the team and I and the entire school are thinking about him and wishing him the best in his recovery.
Well, Coach, good luck next week, and we'll be back here next week. So one more week of the coaches' show. So hopefully we'll be talking about round two.
That'll be great. Hey, before I jump off, I eat breakfast with Coach Newby, who I coached as a player back in Marlow in the day and worked for his dad. And he was telling me that our old friend Grady Hine listens to this over in Marlow each day. So I want to give a shout out to Grady and say what's up, bub. So he followed the Outlaws loyally year after year after year, and just a great, great guy, and excited to know that Grady listens.
All right, Grady, thank you for being a part of the coaches show here this morning. Hey, Coach Kenny Ridley from Wilson with a win last night, 46-0 over Bray Doyle. And when we come back, we'll have Ringling head coach Phil Coons. They threw another shutout last night, and we're going to talk about this historic run that they've had going on. Coming up next, brought to you by the Ringling Depot and Danielle Niebel, your Farmers Insurance agent, right here on 97.7 The Big Station. Back on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show at the Prairie Kitchen on Holiday Drive in Ardmore, the Ringling Blue Devils, brought to you by the Ringling Depot and your Farmers Insurance agent, Daniel Nebo, who's also my Farmers Insurance agent, too. Ringling beat Apache last night 50-0. Another shutout, 7 straight for Coach Phil Coons and the Red Devils, or the Blue Devils. Not the Red Devils. We don't want to call you the Red Devils. You're the Blue Devils. And what a win last night. Another shutout. Good job.
Well, appreciate that. Somebody in the locker room last night after the game mentioned we didn't give up a district point, and I never really thought about that. And I thought, man, that's pretty incredible for our team. We got our backs against the wall a little bit last night, and we were substituting, and some of my seniors, they really wanted that goose egg, man. It meant a lot to them, so we we let him back in. And it's very honorable, and our kids are very intense and playing at a high level right now.
And it wasn't like you guys were trying to run it up the score. I mean, you had a couple fluky touchdowns there toward the end, you know, but, you know, they can't stop you. They can't stop you, right?
Well, what was exciting is we opened the scoring with Deshaun Paul. He returned the kickoff for a touchdown, you know, kind of fumbled it and then picked it up, and we did a great job of with a middle wedge blocking, and he hit it. And you know, he's a 300-meter state champion in the hurdles. You're not going to catch him. And, you know, so we went out thinking, hey, look, guys, let's score on special teams. Let's score on defense. And then in the fourth quarter, he picks up a fumble and scores another touchdown. You know, our middle linebacker, Ethan Johnson, picked up a fumble, almost scored. You know, Colden Fincher intercepted the ball and scored, but they called it back on a penalty. But no, we were all over the place. Our defense is swarming, and you know, I gotta mention some of those kids on defense: Cody Scott, Jacob Freeman, Scotty Taylor, Max Stewart, Harley Joe, Tristan Acosta, Jacob Sturry, River Miller, Preston Waldy, Lucas Thompson. Those guys rotated in and out on defensive line. Cash Lyle at linebacker, Ethan Johnson, Braden Johnson, Bo Mitchell, Colton Fincher, Julius Coons, Deshaun Paul, all of our starters, Drake Stapleton. Those dudes did a great job last night of keeping those guys out of the end zone.
I know you got your boy back here behind you. Julius, how's he done this season?
He's done great. You know, he scored his first touchdown last night, his first varsity touchdown. You know, he ran a quarterback power play down the goal line, and he got in. He's real excited, and, you know, through the season, I thought, you know he's thinking about it, but he never says anything, you know. But, no, our offensive line did a tremendous job last night blocking also. I got to mention them, you know, Leighton Riley, Ethan Niebel, Preston Waldy, Jacob Freeman, Jackson Perry, Cody Scott, you know, Brad Johnson blocking, Scotty Taylor comes in there. River Miller does a great job at fullback, as well as Max Stewart. You know, Julius blocking a slot, and then our receivers, Deshaun Paul, Canyon McGahee, Colton Fitcher, Colt Gandy, Chase Taylor. Sam Van Buskirk had a good touchdown run last night, threw a touchdown pass, got us into some great plays. Of course, Cash Lyle is our bell cow. That's the guy that, when it comes right down to it, you know, we were able to save him a little bit last night. I think he carried the ball less than 10 times. Might have had 8 carries for 80 yards, which is a pretty good average. And Bo Mitchell ran great last night. So, you know, right now we're healthy and we're on a roll, and knock on wood, hopefully we can get past this first-round opponent.
Yeah, 50 to nothing. I mean, you hung 50 points up on an Apache team that's a pretty decent. I know they kind of underachieved this year. They were expected to be a playoff team, but last night you kept them out of the playoffs with that win. And so they're a good ball club.
Well, Coach McDaniel, we go way back. He does a great job, and I'm sure he was disappointed. But it's just one of those seasons where they were highly touted at first, and they got some injuries, and they really had to change their entire offense from a spread, slinging around type offense to a more of a wing tee. And, you know, I think we're kind of tailor-made for a team that if you're just going to run straight at us. But, no, they were, you know, and they were good last night. They busted some runs here and there, but our kids were just so resilient. And, I mean, we, you know, last night was a game where, you know, we could have said, hey, let's just play everybody and keep healthy. And, you know, and the kids didn't want to do that. You know, they had momentum. They're on fire. And you just got to – you got to let the horses run when they want to run.
Yeah, and it was senior night, too, so you get those guys who wanted to play. And now you got Watonga coming in the first round of the playoffs. You know anything about those guys yet?
Watched a little film on them. Yeah, they're very athletic. They run the wishbone, and they're well-coached. And so a little bit different than the opponent we had last year with the Christian school, Christian Heritage, which was very, you know, spread you out, throw the ball. They were very balanced. This time it's going to be a team that's going to line up and run right at you, and hopefully we'll be ready for the challenge.
It's going to be a good one. We're going to be here next week, so next week we'll be here talking about round two, right?
I sure hope so. Yeah. We've emphasized that we don't want to be one and done, man. We're really going to try, and I think our attitude is better this year, and we're on a mission. So,
and congratulations on a perfect and really a perfect district season.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
And I want to say hi to the folks back home.
Well, I want to say hi to our sponsors. Thanks to the sponsors very much. Great breakfast. Man, they get a full belly every time we come here. But got to say hi to Shelley, Sterling, Tanner, Cooper, Carly, Molly, Julius, Jude, and Silas.
All right. Coach, good job last night. Thank you for coming in. We'll see you next week.
Thank you very much.
All right, Coach Philip Coons with Ringling this morning with a 50-0 win over Apache last night. We're going to wrap up the Saturday Morning Coaches Show with the Marietta head coach, David Garza, in just a second here as we're live from the Prairie Kitchen this morning on 97.7 The Big Station. Saturday Morning Coaches Show here at the Prairie Kitchen on Holiday Drive in Ardmore. Roger Price here with one more coach here this morning from Marietta. We got Coach David Garza. Lost last night to Colgate 19-7. Closed out the season. How was the first year at Marietta, Coach Garza?
It was a blessing. It was an absolute blessing. You know, getting there after school lets out and so on. A little bit of confusion that was going on. And God answers prayers. And so... I am so blessed to be there, a very supportive community and the kids. And, you know, the thing is, the kids need to know I'm there. I'm there. It's not one and done kind of deal. So it's reevaluating, great gratitude for the seniors this year. We started off with 42 players, and we were with 41 players. So the bottom line is, they saw my sincerity. As far as what my goals are for that school, and it's not about winning and losing. Yes, you want to win, but it's about relationships. I'm hoping and I'm certain that they saw that.
Yeah, me too. I mean, this is it's new for you to be to drive up the road to Marietta after being at Thackerville the last couple of years and meeting new people. I mean, it's got to be an adjustment for you.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, there's a good relationship of people in the Turner area and there at Marietta and Thackerville. So they're all they all know one another and so again, it's just a big family atmosphere over there.
What have you learned this year?
What have I learned?
Yeah, I know that's a hard question. That's tough. I'm putting you on the spot here.
Oh no, that's okay. I learned that as coaches that we cannot be so down on ourselves that it is beyond who we are. As far as the X's and O's, it's a lot more. Pardon my saying, but it's a lot more spiritual. So I learned that I just continue to keep my faith in God and know that ultimately the victory has been won.
You probably learned a lot about your team too. I know the David Garza mind's probably already churning, thinking about next year, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's a lot of evaluation going on, beginning with myself and what I can do better. To better these kids, the culture, the attitude, all the way through the strength and conditioning and scheming and so on. And in fact, we left last night, the coaches, I kind of gave the coaches a little bit of, heads up kind of deal. I said, coaches, I hate to tell you this, but I'll be back next year.
I hate to tell you this.
Well, the bottom line, it was in humor, but the bottom line is, we have good relationships as far as the coaching staff, and we're all, aiming to get better and to help these kids out.
Hey, I have your lovely wife, Terry, with you today. First time I got to see her this season. Looking good out over there. You guys are so in love.
Absolutely. I know my place in the world, okay? That's the bottom line is, it makes life easy that, and every coach out there that is married and so on or has a relationship it's grueling, and especially the football season. And, when we first got married, she had mentioned we need to have like a workshop, coaches' wives workshop, just kind of let them know the time frame that it takes, for coaches to spend away from home, away from families and so on. So, today's dedicated to her, not only just today, but the weeks to come and so on. And so we're going to go to this artsy fartsy thing over here down the road and go to Lowe's and take care of start winter proofing our house a little bit more and so on. But, but just so grateful and appreciative and blessed to have Terry as part of my life.
Yeah, and how long you guys been together?
Well, you asked me that one here. She would know better than I do.
That was a tougher question, wasn't it?
Yeah, 28 years. Yeah.
So. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And, again, just an absolute blessing.
Well, Coach, I know that season over for Marietta. I like the shirt, by the way. But we're going to be back here next week. You're welcome to come back and have breakfast with us next week. I don't know what we'll talk about, but you can still. I'm sure you probably got other things on your mind on a Saturday now that the season's over.
Well, yeah, I want to thank KICM for being so supportive and all the coach, all the schools in the area. Just it's great, positive and plus scenario. And one of my biggest goals is I'm going to talk to a few. Okay, again, not an advertisement, but I'm going to talk to a few turf people and just put it in prayer as far as just get some proposals done for turfing our field. And it has to do with, possibly commercializing some advertisements around the field and so on to bring money in. I mean, not just us, but all these communities deserve something like that, because there's all kinds of community functions going on those fields. And so it's an important thing that I'm going to really, really pray about.
Well, the new stands look great. I mean, you guys got that knocked out, and the new press box looks wonderful. Just, I think Bryson said you need stools in the press box. That's the next thing you need to do.
Stools in the press box, yeah.
He said he can't see over the window. Can't see over the ledge.
We'll put that on the Christmas wish list.
Coach David Garza, thank you so much for being here with us again this season, and best of luck to you, buddy.
Man, thank you so much.
David Garza, good friend here at from Marietta this morning at the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, losing to Colgate last night, 19-7. Tough loss for Marietta Indians to close out the season. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show live at the Prairie Kitchen and talk about what's coming up next week on 97.7 The Big Station. Roger Price back on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show here live from the Prairie Kitchen in Ardmore. And again, I want to congratulate the coaches who have moved on to the playoffs. We'll be back for one more week next week. And we have five of the coaches that are normally here in the playoffs. And it's Ardmore at McGinnis, which that game you can hear on the big station Friday. And you can watch it at KICM.com or on the Ion Sports app. Also, you'll be able to watch Wilson take on Snyder at home on KICM TV. Other games among the coaches that are here: Plainview will be at home against John Marshall, Ringling against Watonga, Fox at Pond Creek Hunter. I don't know what happened to Coach Brent Phelps today. I miss Coach Phelps, but they're in the playoffs as well. Other games that are going to be on KICM TV: Sulphur is at Perkins Tryon coming up Friday night, and also Kingston taking on Community Christian. And so we wish all of our local teams the best of luck. Other games, Davis will be at Millwood, ECP at Minco, Walrika against Surreal, and Purcell will be at Heritage Hall. So that's our local teams. Let's see, 11, at least 11 that we normally report on here on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show made the playoffs. So congratulations to all those schools and for making it to the playoffs. Coming up a little bit later on this afternoon, we have for you Southeastern football. They're taking on Harding University tonight at Paul Laird Field in Durant. That's this afternoon, not tonight. 2 o'clock is the kickoff for that one. You can listen to it here on the big station, and you can watch it at KICM.com as well. I know OU's in action tonight at home against Iowa State at 7 o'clock. Go Sooners, as they're ranked number 9 in the latest college football rankings. They're the first rankings that were released. And the big game today, of course, number 1 against number 2, Alabama against LSU. That should be a dandy this afternoon on CBS. So we got a lot of football for you to report on next week. We'll be back for one more week. I want to thank Phil Tabor and the crew here at the Prairie Kitchen for always being gracious hosts, and all of our sponsors today on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show live from the Prairie Kitchen. Thanks to the amazing Kurt Mays back at the studio. It's Roger Price saying so long.